Hi, welcome to Inside Windows Phone. I'm Larry Lieberman. I'm a product manager in the Windows Phone team. Today, I'm joined by Eric Bennett from the phone team and Josh Jebner.
Yep.
Eric and Josh are working on the phone team and engineering on the camera lens feature. And we think lenses is one of the best new features in phone for developers because it lets you extend our existing viewfinder. This is something no one else has.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought we'd talk a little bit about it. Eric also did a great talk at Build that we'll give you a link to here, going in-depth on how to build lens apps. Today we're going to talk a little bit about the user experience and what we did here and just introduce the feature. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what we did in 8 that's new and different? Because we had camera APIs before.
Oh, absolutely. So what we have in Windows Phone 8 is this deeper extensibility that's right inside the camera app. Before, with previous versions of Windows Phone, what you would do is build just an application, mm-hmm. and you would have access to the .NET Framework APIs in order to get at the camera. And they were generally at a high level. So you could take a picture, you could do some very basic things like turning the flash on and off, and
right.
that was the extent of what it was designed for.
When we first launched, you couldn't even consume the viewfinder in your app. You had to actually go ahead and you could launch the camera and then come back from the camera. We had a launcher in 7, and then in 7.5 we added the ability to consume the viewfinder altogether, right?
Absolutely. But what we didn't have then was the ability, in order to really link into the way that real users consume or actually go about capturing in the first place.
This is huge because people can't find apps. They install them and they can't find the app and they don't know that they installed it anymore.
Mm-hmm. And we've even made it easier so that these new lens apps, you can find them through Find More Lenses inside of the camera.
It'll automatically search the store.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
So there's a whole new set of ways in which developers can create these lenses, can really now with these new Windows runtime APIs get at the deeper functionality of the camera. So really you can set up the camera, you can configure it in a deep way, you can get at pixel data, you can basically do all the things that you want to do to have a really deep, powerful photo application.
And you're not limited to the .NET Framework anymore.
That's correct. We have the Windows runtime APIs, and we also have a few specific native APIs as well. Again, it's really, when we talk to people, it's about configuring the system in order to take great photos, and it's about capturing them very quickly. So we have a wealth of APIs that really are all about optimization for performance.
That's awesome. So, Eric, and Josh, do you want to show us a little bit about what this looks like?
Sure. So Eric did a great talk at Build talking about the APIs and how to actually build a camera application to utilize the hardware.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to show is a little bit more about the UX
okay.
and how these lenses fit into a user's workflow when they're going about taking a picture. So I can hit the camera button to launch the camera,
mm-hmm.
Just like in the past. And now we have this awesome new button at the bottom. It's the lenses button. And when I tap that, I get this list of all these great lenses.
Right.
And so the first rule of lenses is that we want people to launch into a viewfinder-driven experience.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're coming from the camera, you probably wanted to take a picture. And so when you launch into these lens apps, we want them, the first thing that they see, to be the ability to take a picture.
So this is something for folks who have an existing camera-driven application in
mm-hmm.
Windows Phone 7.5, they need to take into consideration perhaps altering their flow somewhat
yes.
to more closely map to the viewfinder as it appears initially in the camera itself.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so when you're launched from this lens picker, your app can identify how it was launched.
And
so
it can tell. So
yes.
it gets the parameter that it was launched from the lens picker, so it could launch
exactly.
differently in
exactly.
that instance.
And so it may make sense for you to launch straight to a different screen when you launch from the app list.
Okay.
But from the viewfinder, from the viewfinder and lenses, we want you to launch straight into a viewfinder experience.
Fantastic. Should we take a look at some
sure.
of these?
Sure. So if I launch Blink here, this is a Microsoft Research app that allows you to take a whole bunch of pictures and then pick which one you like best.
There's a burst of like 50 pictures.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you notice, if you look at their camera UI, they're
it looks the same.
It looks a lot like our camera UI.
I might not even know I'm in the app.
Exactly.
Could someone do something in terms of an overlay or something to say that this is my app, just to make this distinctive?
Yes, there's we definitely encourage people to use any of their branding, anything that they want to make the app feel like their own.
Right.
But one of the things from a consistency standpoint is we found that if you're recreating the way to do standard operations, it just sort of leads to a lot of user confusion.
Right.
So, for example, if you want to support the front-facing camera, we recommend that you use our front-facing camera icon.
Right.
For example,
that's what that is there, right?
Exactly. We also recommend that, for example, you utilize a hardware camera button, obviously, and support landscape mode so that the user can be comfortable using the hardware camera button.
Right.
And support things like tap to capture,
which is
built into our native experience.
Is there another one you were going to show?
Yeah. So if I go back here to the...
Takes you back to the camera.
Yep,
the...
exactly. Hitting back should bring me back to the camera so that I can switch to a different lens if I want.
Mm-hmm.
So this is PhotoFuse, which allows you to take a couple different pictures and fuse them together. We also have a sample that we've put together.
We'll link to it here.
Yep. And that sample basically gives you all of the components that you need to create a really simple basic lens, be able to take pictures, be able to use our icons, and it even has a slide-off animation that's similar to ours. It slides off to the left.
That's fantastic. That's actually something people probably don't think about, the fact that we have this little animation at the end.
Exactly. We also built into it an image media viewer control, which allows you to emulate what we call our SPV, our single photo viewer.
Okay.
And so it has the same slide animations when you're sliding between photos that we do in our native experience, and even the same squish animation at the end.
Oh, okay.
So it feels very
attention to detail.
Exactly.
That's right.
So the capture part is only half of the lens experience. One of the things that we really empowered with this idea of lenses is how to bring rich media into the equation for camera apps.
To actually then go, if this is something beyond a standard image, you want the user to be able to actually go back and experience the media in the appropriate way.
Exactly. So one of the things that we encourage all lens developers to do is save their picture to the camera roll.
Okay.
And so rather than save pictures, when you're a camera application, it should go in the camera roll along with all of your other camera applications. So for example, as I swipe through, I can see, oh, this one was captured by Blink.
Right.
And right alongside it, I also have one that was captured with PhotoFuse. And so what this allows me to do is see all of the pictures that I care about in one place, regardless of what content type and regardless of what camera or application.
And even Photosynth here is showing me something. Now, what happens? Can I go into Photosynth from here?
Exactly. So you'll see we have this little app hint underneath that tells you which app created it.
Right.
And that's if you subscribe to the Rich Media extension point.
Okay.
And so when you do that, your app name is going to appear under the photo. And if we bring up the app bar, we have a link to open up your app with that photo specified.
Got it.
So when I tap open in Photosynth, you'll notice I get a very rich viewing experience. I can zoom in, pan around.
The Photosynth experience.
Exactly. And this was right from the native camera roll. So if I hit back, I'm right back in the native camera roll and I can swipe to the next photo that I want to see or do anything that I need to do. And so it's really powerful to have all of that control and either rich viewing or rich editing straight from the camera roll.
This is a great new feature. I don't think anyone else provides quite as tight an integrated solution on other platforms as we've got here, where you can actually extend the native viewfinder with your own application directly in place. And so there's a number of things we recommend you do with your user experience, and Josh went through some of these. They're not obvious. They're things you need to look at and learn about.
Right.
We'll link to all the documentation here, and Eric's got this fantastic talk from Build.
Yes.
Anything else to share about this, or do you think that that's...
Definitely check out the lens UX guidelines.
Okay.
There are some sort of confusing flows that can happen with lenses when you're... it sort of looks like you're in the native experience, and you're not. And
okay.
So understanding those user flows and how to make sure that it's consistent for users is going to make you have a rock-solid app that people are going to love to use.
That's fantastic. Ultimately, our success with this API will depend on you and your apps. So we hope that you take a look at lenses and incorporate it in your next camera-driven app. For Inside Windows Phone, this is Larry Lieberman. We'll see you again next time.